So, this hard trial, though I don't remember too well, lasted for 3 years. However, there were days or weeks of interval. It is not that they would cease completely, but they began to mitigate. I remember that, after one communion, the Lord taught me what to do in order to put them to flight. And this was to despise them, and not to bother about them at all, and to consider them as if they were as many ants. I felt so much strength being infused in me, that I no longer felt that fear of before. And I would act in this way. When they made clamors and noise, I would say to them, "It shows that you have nothing to do, and that in order to spend time, you're doing so many silly things. Go ahead, do them. For when you get tired, you will stop it." Sometimes they would stop. Other times, they would get so angry and would make greater noise. I felt them near me, making themselves stronger and doing violence to themselves in order to take me away. I smelled a horrible stench and felt the heat of the fire. It is true that in my interior I felt a certain shiver, but I would pluck up strength and say to them, "Liars that you are! If this were true, you would have done it from the first day. But since it is false, and you have no power over me but that which is given to you from above, go ahead, keep singing, and then, when you get tired, you will croak." If then they sent out laments and shouts, I would say to them, "What is this? You could not add to the accounts today? That is, have some souls been taken away from you that you lament? Poor ones. They don't feel well, but I too want to make you lament a little bit more." And I would begin to pray for sinners, or to do acts of reparation. Sometimes I would laugh when they started to do the usual things, and I would say to them, "How can I fear you, cowardly species? If you were serious beings, you would not have done so many silly things. Don't you yourself feel ashamed? Don't you let yourselves be made fun of?" If then they tempted me with blasphemies or hatred against God, I would offer him that most bitter pain, that violence I made to myself in seeing that, while the Lord deserved all the love, all the praises, I was forced to do the opposite. In reparation for many who blaspheme against him freely, and who do not even remember that a God exists, whom they are obliged to love in return. If they incited me to desperation, in my interior I would say, "I don't care, either about hell or about paradise. What I care about is to love my God. It is not time to think about anything else. Rather, it is the time to love my God as much as I can. Paradise and hell, I place in his hands. He, who is so good, will give me what is best for me, and will give me a place in which I can glorify him the most."